Well, Ebenezer Scrooge sat in his bedroom with the door locked. He sat next to his fireplace, warming himself because it was such a bitter cold night. He couldn't get out of his mind what he had seen earlier. For he was pretty sure that he had saw the face of his dead partner in the doorframe as he was trying the knocker, as he was trying to enter into his home. And he just could not get that out of his mind. Marley, dead as a doornail all of these years. Marley. And as he sat warming himself by the fire, he began to hear what he thought were chains. It sounded like as if they were coming from the cellar. And then it sounded like as if they were moving up the steps, being dragged along on the stairs. And while it somewhat terrified him and made him scared, humbug, he thought to himself, it could not be. And at that moment, through the locked door came these chains. These chains came right through the door, and attached to the chains were these various items. There were keys, there was a purse, padlocks, cash box, ledgers, all these things attached to these chains, and it made quite a sound and quite a racket as it entered into the room and followed into the room with these chains and these other items was the ghost of Marley, his dead as a doornail partner. It did scare Scrooge. He turned and he said to this ghostly figure, "You are chained. Tell me why." Marley cried out, shaking his chains, "I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard. I girded it on my own free will, and on my own free will I wore it. Is this pattern strange to you? The weight and length of the strong coil you bear yourself. It was full, as heavy, as long as this, those many Christmas Eves ago. You have labored on it since, and it is a pompous chain." Scrooge looks around himself, trying to see this chain that Marley spoke of, but didn't see anything, but scared to death what might have been on that chain. He looks to his dead as a doornail partner Marley and says, "Speak comfort to me, Jacob." Heavy chains, heavy sins, heavy death and darkness and destruction. What comfort could be spoken to that? What comfort can be spoken to all these things in which Scrooge trusted in his whole life, trusted in nothing else outside of his money and his keys and his ledgers and cash box and the like? What comfort could be spoken to that? These heavy chains, these very heavy sins. But I suppose in a way that might be what Paul is thinking as he's writing to the church in Corinth. What comfort could he bring them in the midst of their heavy chains, their heavy sins? For you see, it had been reported to him that all kinds of different things were going on. They were arguing about who they should follow. They were arguing, of course, amongst themselves so mightily that we're told that there were lawsuits amongst the believers. Can you imagine? And then they trusted in their wisdom and their intelligence more than they trusted in Christ. There are sexual sins galore going on, and probably also going on in the church, possibly. What was going on in the Lord's Supper, questions about the resurrection. All these link by link, yard by yard, chains in which they had made for themselves, these heavy chains, these heavy sins. What comfort could one speak to such a situation? Paul speaks words of Christ. In fact, in the first 9 verses here of the letter, every single verse is speaking of Jesus. It's dripping with it. What comfort could be given to someone who is chained and someone who is so chained to their sins? What comfort could be given to this death, this destruction, this darkness? The comfort is Jesus. Let's go through the verses. Verse 1, Paul, called to be an apostle of who? Christ Jesus. Verse 2, to the church of God in Corinth, those sanctified in Christ Jesus, and called to be holy together with all everywhere who call in the name of our Lord Christ Jesus. Verse 3, grace and peace to you from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. Verse 5, for in him, in Christ, you have been enriched in every way. Verse 6, because of our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Verse 7, therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await the Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. Verse 8, he will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, God who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. The text is just dripping with Jesus. Every verse Paul speaks in this letter is about Jesus. Because Jesus is the one who can bring such great comfort to those who are so chained in their sins, to those who are so chained in the death and the destruction and the darkness that those sins can bring to us. Every single verse speaks about Jesus, because that is where the comfort comes, because only Jesus can break those chains. Only Jesus can free those who are captive. Only Jesus can deal with our death. In fact, later on in Corinthians, he says this in regards as he's addressing the issue of the resurrection. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What chains do you have? What chains have you created link by link and yard by yard? And what kind of idols are attached to those chains? Other things that you trust in rather than God? What weighs you down? What burdens you? What brings you such great distress and darkness? Well, whatever that is, those chains have been shattered, because Jesus himself is chained, in a sense, there on the cross, taking upon himself those sins, taking upon himself all those things that burden us, all those things that chain us. He is the one who takes upon those things. That's why the comfort is in Jesus. That's why Paul, over and over in this text here that we have today, continues to talk about Jesus. Such heavy chains, such heavy sins. But know this, your chains have been shattered, have been broken, have been dealt with. Your chains have been dealt with by Jesus himself, and you are free. And there are no more chains. Forgiveness is yours. Whatever it may be that chains you, whatever chain that you have made by link and yard by yard, those heavy chains, those heavy sins are forgiven because you are in Christ. Amen.